No, but you know, there's always, you've heard me talk about it in the past, there's a little bit of a brotherhood, fraternity type thing with kickers and punters. So you know of guys, and you sort of know through stories and stuff. And, you know, I'm very familiar with his background and playing in New Orleans and coming out of Oklahoma. And I remember watching him when I was in high school. So, you know, as far as the understanding, I got it. I think he did a really good job. And obviously we didn't have any chances to kick a PAT or field goal during the game. And I think it shows that he's a pro to be able to sort of step into a situation like that and be able to play and get ready to go out there. And I think if the number was called, I think he was going to go out there and perform well. No, and I'll tell you why. To me, I feel like the more I can do, the better I end up playing on all phases. It's easy to get dialed in and sort of overthink my role as a punter. It's easy to sort of overanalyze things sometimes. And, you know, when my plate gets full, so to speak, you know, when they ask me to do certain things, it sort of, to me, helps me concentrate on each individual variable a little better and not overcomplicate things. So, you know, I encourage it. I told Coach Tabes when Billy sort of pulled up and said that he was going to, you know, was questioning whether or not he'd be able to go, I told them that day that I, you know, whatever was asked of me, I was going to be ready to do. Right, I mean, that's right, sure. That's a very, you know, that's sort of what I was just talking about. It allows me to go out there and play the game and actually play the game and sort of, you know, when I was kicking in college, I always enjoyed it because no matter what, I was going to do something. You know, if we had days where we didn't punt, then that was fine. We were kicking a lot of field goals, extra points, and I was kicking off a lot. So to me, it helped me feel like, I don't want to say a more complete football player, but at the end of the day, that's sort of what it is. So what are you calling holding for him? So he watched me and Yount sort of work, and he sort of stood there and got some timing and stuff, but the first ball actually left the foot, so to speak, game day. But, you know, that's just – absolutely. And, you know, he had a really good warm-up, and, you know, I think he struck the ball very well for someone, you know, coming off the street. And, you know, it's been, I think, what, a year or so since he's played in an actual football game with the pressure on. So, you know, he's got a lot of – I don't want to call it pressure, but, you know, that's why you play the game as a kicker or punter. You play the game for that opportunity to go out there when, you know, there's a little bit of doubt arise around you, and you just handle it.